Question from Ashish Kumar Puri Prabhu. Please explain the importance of chanting in beadbag, and is there any difference in credits that one gets in chanting at different places like Mumbai, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Tirupati? And surprisingly, as yet, we have no ISKCON temple in Ayodhya, whereas there is one in Nasik. Answer: the whole principle of Krishna consciousness is remembrance of Krishna, and chanting is one of the most potent ways of remembering Krishna. And chanting it with the bead bag helps us to increase the intensity, the concentration in our remembrance of Krishna, because generally our consciousness is externally directed, and when we have some external aids for focusing on the mind on Krishna, that helps. So if we have the bead bag in our hand and we are fingering the beads, that also helps in the concentration. But just fingering the beads is not enough. It is the conscious endeavor to try to remember Krishna that is important, and that which is aided by the beads. As far as chanting in different places is concerned, we should not have a mathematical attitude while chanting. We should have a devotional attitude. So it's not that we think, oh, now this place chanting is more effective, so let me chant over here, and other places, oh, it's not so effective, pray the holy name is not so powerful because I'm in this particular place. Ultimately, it is a matter of the heart. And if we are sincerely calling out to Krishna, whether we are calling it in the metropolis of Mumbai or whether we are calling in a holy place like Vrindavan or Mayapur, Krishna will reciprocate. So we should not let mathematical considerations override the universal overbearing devotional principle, that it is the devotional call of the heart that attracts Krishna's reciprocation. Having said that, yes, the scriptures do say that there are certain holy places where Krishna manifests his mercy in far greater proportions. And that is because Krishna has himself performed his pastimes there. So many Vaishnavas have lived there. So many great Acharyas have lived and preached over there and walked in the dust of those places. So all the spiritual vibrations, because of the presence of the Lord and the presence of the great devotees and Acharyas, are there, which create a very vibrant spiritual potency. So that's why when we are in holy places, if we happen to get the opportunity to go there, we should try to use every single moment that we have for chanting the holy names and for attracting ourselves to Krishna in those holy places. At the same time, while doing this, we should have more of a attitude of serving Krishna more and not the attitude of trying to extract more benefits from Krishna. Our attitude should be not that, oh, here chanting the holy name gives me 100 times more benefit, therefore let me chant more. No, I mean, even if it is like that, even if the scriptures do say like that, and even if it is like that, that attitude of having a businessman's calculative motive is not the best platform for devotion. Of course, anyway, if we chant the holy names more, that is always beneficial. At the same time, if you want to optimize, maximize the benefits, then we can have a more conducive consciousness that actually Krishna is so merciful to me that in spite of all my anarthas and all my shortcomings, Krishna has allowed me to come to a holy place like this. And now that he has allowed me to come here, let me try to express my gratitude to Krishna by serving him to the best of my capacity, with all my time that I can possibly have, with all the attention that I can offer, with all the devotion that I can muster. Let me try to serve Krishna as diligently as possible. And naturally, if we serve Krishna more than what we are doing, Krishna will also be pleased with us and give us more of his mercy. And certainly more of his mercy is available in the holy places. So our mood should be not to have a mathematical or business-like profiteering attitude. Our mood is to have a devotional serving attitude. And with that attitude, we think that Krishna has allowed me to come to a sacred place. Let me use this by rendering maximum possible service to him, be it by chanting or in whatever other form of devotional service that I can do. And regarding the temples in various places, ISKCON grows organically. Wherever devotees become inspired to practice Krishna consciousness, that is where a temple comes up. So there were devotees who went to different holy places like Tirupati, and they pioneered the temple. And in future, by Krishna's mercy and by the devotees' initiative, surely a temple will come up in Ayodhya also. So there were devotees who went to Nasik and they did the preaching over there, and that's how the temple was built over there. So ultimately it's a matter of individual initiative. Srila Prabhupada also said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prophecy is going to be fulfilled. But how it will be fulfilled, that will depend on how the devotees take initiative. So there's some devotees from Mumbai went to Nasik and started preaching. The local people of Nasik responded wonderfully. And now we have a vibrant center there. So similarly, that will happen in future in Ayodhya also.